Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All you want, make sure you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Take it onto the Financial Ombudsman Service. Don't give up because, you know, most people who bought PPI were missold it, sadly. A majority, we believe. So it's really worth taking those claims.
Certainly, it's James and Delane. Thanks very much. I think I may have bought a policy back in the late 90s. I might look
still
into
worth
that.
A go.
It might well be. But if you'd like full details of who can claim and how, make sure you read Elaine's Q&A in the money section of this weekend's FT and on the website at ft.com/money. And finally today, switch to fix mortgages. Barclays Woolwich, Nationwide and Royal Bank of Scotland are all offering homeowners what appears to be the best of both worlds. A low-cost tracker rate mortgage, while the Bank of England base rate remains flat at 0.5%, but with the option to switch to a fixed rate as and when the base rate starts rising. So, with economic forecasts making the date of the first rate rise uncertain, this appears to be flexibility worth having. But is it worth the rates they are charging? Tanya, you've been having a look at both rates, the tracker rate and then the rate you can switch to, offered by all the major providers. What do you think of them?
Well, it's quite interesting, actually. We've been kind of digging into the figures a bit, and we've actually compared, so the two-year fix or a five-year fix that you can move on to, and all of them are actually more expensive than the best buyers in the market. So the kind of main findings to say from these switch to fixed deals are the fact that actually you're not getting the best deal. They're kind of often as much as like sort of 50 basis points more or 60 basis points more. So you are kind of not getting the best deal. But I mean, obviously, it's worth saying that it's quite still a good feature. I mean, I'm not having a go against the banks that are actually offering these products, because, you know, it can be attractive for a lot of people, and it does kind of give you that flexibility to move to a fixed rate at a later date. But the fact is, you do have to take a fixed rate out with that lender. So you're not going to have access to the other best buyers in the market. And obviously, another point to point out is the fact that when you're going for these switch to fixed deals and you've decide you might want to fix at a later date when the rates start to rise,